Jim Herod comes to be baptized. Jim, what a special day this is. We celebrate with you and your family and with the angels in heaven over your decision. And Jim, I ask everyone that enter into these waters of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
And upon your profession of faith in him, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to see you this morning. Welcome to the Forks. My name is Sean Sherwood. I'm the Associate Pastor of Music and Worship, and so glad to see you this morning. So happy you're here. If you're visiting with us, thank you for choosing to worship with us this morning. There's a QR code on the screen behind me or the pew front in front of you. We just ask you to take a moment, scan that QR code, input a little information. We get to know you a little better. And at the end of the service, we'd love to meet you out here at our Welcome Center, and we have a gift for you. This morning is a special morning. We are going to present the choir, our drama team, our technical team are going to present We Believe this morning as we prepare our hearts for Easter. And so I got a couple of things I want you to know about. First off, you can laugh out loud. It's okay. You can sing. It's totally okay to do that. We want you to have this experience with us. Our choir and our drama and technical team have worked very hard over the last couple of months here in preparation, so it's going to be a really special time together. Before we begin, though, I wanted to mention, as you leave this morning, we have these business card-looking cards here. These are for Easter. I want you to grab some of these and hand them out to friends or family or just coworkers, wherever, leave them maybe at a restaurant. And this just invites folks to join us for our special Holy Week this coming week. We have Maundy Thursday. Of course, we have our normal Wednesday night. We have Maundy Thursday at 6 p.m., and then we have a Good Friday prayer time at 6:30 a.m. out by the cross. And then, of course, this next Sunday, we have three services, 8 o'clock, 9:30, and 11. So we want to just reach into the lives of as many people as possible on Easter Sunday. And so I'm very excited that you're here this morning. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and dive right in. I want to pray, and then we're going to dive into We Believe. Father, we thank you so much for how great you are. Father, we thank you for the baptism that we experienced this morning. Father, we thank you that we do believe in such a great God, a God that sent his only Son to die on a cross for us, God, that blood that was shed so that we could be free. And so, Lord, this morning, as we prepare our hearts, both here in the sanctuary and those watching online, Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will just walk up and down the aisles, that you'll touch hearts and change lives. Father, allow us to be taken back to that moment in time when Christ gave everything for us. Father, but we rejoice in knowing that he did not stay dead, but that he rose from the grave, and he is alive, and he's in control, and he's on the throne right now, Father. And so this morning, if there's someone watching online or in this room that does not know you as their personal Lord and Savior, God, I pray that song that is sung a drama that is presented, things that are seen as video on the screen, that God will touch them, and that you will enter their heart today for the first time. That they'll take that step of faith to come to the saving knowledge of what your Son did for us on a cross so many years ago. And Father, those that are in this room that have a relationship with you, Father, I pray that this will be a time of remembrance. Father, I pray this will be a time of refocusing our hearts, reminding us of the great sacrifice you made. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do in these next few moments. May you be honored and glorified through it all. And we praise you. In your name we pray. Amen. We now present We Believe.
Grant, buddy, I've been looking forward to this day for a long time. It's a really special time for our family. It's Easter. Well, you know what that means, right?
We are going to church?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get to church eventually, but the most important thing about Easter is that you get to join all those other kids in the big Easter egg hunt, and it's going to be exciting. Right, Mom? Mom!
Oh, yes. G-R-A-N-T, go Grant! Woohoo!
Can I go put on a string set?
No. We got to get ready first, okay? We got to prepare. All right, now the first thing you want to do is get a good stretch in, okay? So watch me. Come on, join. All right, now the first thing you want to do is lean over, touch those toes. Oh. One, two, three. Really stretch it out.
Touch
good.
Those toes. Oh. Touch those toes. Oh. Go, Grant.
Oh. Hey, thanks, dear. Why don't we save that for the actual Easter egg hunt in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, Grant, let's talk some strategy first, okay?
What's that?
Well, you got to have a plan. I mean, when that whistle blows, you got about 30 seconds, and all those eggs are gone. You can't just walk out there without a plan.
I'm thirsty.
Mom, do you have anything for Grant to drink? Preferably something with a little energy boost. He's a little tired, looks like. Not focused.
Here you go, Grant. I think this juice will be just fine.
All right, you good? Okay, stay with me. Now, what you're going to want to do, when you hear that whistle, you got to go, and you got to run. I mean, you got to run as fast as you possibly can. You got to grab every egg. You cannot miss one, okay? That's really important. And this will help, too. You got kids behind you, right? So when you're running and getting the eggs, you got to zigzag. You got to run like that. That's really going to throw them off, okay? Any questions?
Is Jesus here today?
I mean, focus. This is the Easter egg hunt. I mean, we'll worry about Jesus later, okay? Come on.
Hello. How are you? My name is Linda, and this is my son, Josh.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Beautiful morning for an Easter egg hunt, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit chilly, if you ask me. Did Josh just cough a little bit there? Hey, if he may be coming down with something, maybe we should get him on out of here.
I didn't hear him cough. Josh, honey, are you okay?
Oh, Linda, I think you are right. It is just the perfect weather today. It is a beautiful day to be in the park.
Oh, well, do you know where we line up for the egg hunt?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Now, you see this crowd of people here? You want to go right around them over here, okay? And then you're going to go back there. You're going to see a playground. There's a big red flag. That's where you want to go to line up.
Isn't that where the parking lot is?
I know. I'm telling you, it's crazy. I don't know why they make you walk all that way, but, you know, rules are rules.
Thanks.
Hey, you're welcome.
Why did you tell them to go all the way out there when you know the egg hunt starts here?
That little Josh kid is one less kid Grant has to worry about during the Easter egg hunt. Okay? Now, all right. Now, let's get him ready, okay? Got some surprises for him. Okay.
Oh, Grant, you just look so darling today. But, you know, this is just the perfect little outfit, but it's all brand new, and those shoes are new, so just try to not step in any mud. You know, go around the puddles if you can, because that's going to be really difficult to clean. Also, it'll be terrible in the pictures. Here, let me just take some pictures. Oh, that is, just kind of look that way a little bit. Yeah, there you go. Don't look at me. No, just look that way. One more. Okay, just one more. Yep, perfect. Okay, yep, good. Okay, now just like smile. Okay, not that big, just a little smaller smile. Okay, perfect. Now let me see your teeth. Okay, good. Yep, okay, one more. Okay, yep, yep, good, good. Okay, perfect.
All right, Grant, big surprise for you. A brand new Easter basket. How you like that?
Don't you think that's a little large? He is not going to be able to carry that.
Oh, he will. He needs one that big. All the Easter eggs he's getting ready to get, he's going to need one that big. All right, let's get ready, okay? One more surprise. Mom, you stay right over here in the cheering section, okay? All right, it's time for the big reveal, Grant. Got one last surprise before we're ready to go, okay? All right. That's right, go Grant. All right, are you ready, son? Okay, let's listen for that whistle. On your mark, get set, go! Go, go grab those eggs.
Grant,
come on.
He's our man, go!
All right, good job, Grant.
Firecracker, firecracker, boom, boom, boom.
Uh-oh.
Go,
oh, you missed one.
Grant.
Hey, I see one right over there.
Woo-hoo!
Watch out, that kid dropped one over there. Grab it, grab it.
Here comes Peter Cotton.
There you go.
Hopping down the bunny trail.
Woo! All right.
Go, Grant, go.
Hey, Grant, Woo! Grant, you left your basket. He went off with that little Josh kid to the playground. I knew that kid was a bad influence. Oh.
Wait for me, Grant. I'll be right there.
Some Easter this has turned out to be. Oh. Hold on. I'm going to grab his basket. There might still be a few left in here. Oh.
Both the bird and the skin of the tiger are striped. That's right. I can't think of any more.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Let's give it up for him, okay? All right, round to three. Let's keep moving. Next.
Thank you.
through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Judge and our defender suffered and crucified. Forgiveness is in you. Descended into darkness, you rose in glorious light. Forever seated high. I believe in God. I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
Hungry. At first I thought a servant had come. As I looked over and saw a man removing his outer robe and wrapping a towel around his waist. But then I realized, Jesus? Jesus, no, no.
He wanted to wash my feet. I believe Tim was
No, stop, Lord. I was filthy. More than just my feet were dirty. He was the pure one. I was the sinner. And yet, he wanted... I never would have dreamed of washing the other's feet.
I was unloving, unjust, blind, and uncrowned. Yet there he was, the author of my life, the very Son of God, bending down to wash away my filth.
This wasn't the way. The way it was supposed to happen. This wasn't the way it was meant to be. Roman rule grew stronger every day while he sat there. Love. I was ready to fight. We all were. We would have died for him.
I was ready to die for him, to stand with him and fight. Instead, he talked about being a servant and love. Love even for our enemies.
Just beat us. Take a stand against the Romans. Wasn't he claiming to be the Messiah? Didn't he have enough followers? What was he waiting for? I started to wonder if it was all a lie. Had I given up 3 years of my life for a dreamer? Wasn't even willing to finish what he started?
I grew up somewhere, Pastor. The meals, the stories, the traditions. This one was just different. The way he explained it, Pastor, was just different.
They didn't come to me. I approached them. I did. Time felt like the right thing to do. Didn't feel like betrayal.
Betrayal? What was he talking about? He'd other acts too. He didn't break the Jews. Was he talking in parables? I didn't understand. But again, so many disciples didn't understand.
Jesus took the bread. And he told us that it was his body broken for us.
And he took the wine, said, blood poured out for us.
I knew he was trying to tell us something. The intense tone of his voice, the strong gaze of his eyes, I knew this was important, but...
gave the opportunity. I thought, you never know, maybe this is what he needs, a chance to fight, a reason to fight.
I started confessing my loyalty. I wanted him to know that if everyone else had left, I would stand with him. He could count on me. But then he started talking to me about a rooster crowing. Deny him. I would die for him. I would. Does he know me so little after all this time?
They denied him. When we came for him, it happened so differently than I had pictured. It was unbelievable. I mean, this wasn't happening. He didn't even try to fight back. I tried to get the money back. They denied him. Well, I was left holding this. What have I done?
I sat there, looking up at him, hanging there, dying. And I just kept thinking about that little baby in the manger.
I went to him at night, and he spoke to me truth about not being afraid of the day, not being afraid of the light. I was afraid. Afraid of what others would think. I didn't want anyone to see me with him and think that I was. I didn't know if I was a follower. I had too many questions. He talked about the wind, being born of the Spirit. I'm a studied man, a well-versed intellectual. But these teachings, they were beyond me. He spoke of two births, but I didn't understand. I wanted to, but I didn't understand.
No one hangs on the cross because they want to. I did what I did. I'm not proud. I have no excuses. It just happened, and I got caught. On the day of my trial, I didn't eat. Hope will do that. Hope for a pardon, even though I knew I deserved to hang. I went numb when they said crucify. I'd watched others before. The fear was unbearable. The fear tries to kill you before the nails do.
They could all guess and second guess and doubt, but I didn't have those questions. I knew. As I sat there looking up at him, all I could remember was the manger. You see, they think they have it wrong. They think they believed a liar. They think they were tricked, hoping and wanting a Messiah bad enough to conjure up belief. But I knew.
That road was unbearable. Every step brings you closer and closer to unrelenting torture. The only comfort was knowing this wouldn't last. I'll die soon. I'll die soon.
God had to be with him. I told him that. God is with you or else you will not be able to do these signs and wonders. And they were wonders. Eyes opened, deaf hearing, lame men walking, and the dead. Lazarus was dead, and now he wasn't. I have never seen anything like these miracles.
I was the one that the angel Gabriel came to. I remember it like yesterday, sitting in my room. The wonder and majesty of that moment. The star, the stable, the shepherds, the wise men, the manger. I knew he was the Son of God. And I knew this didn't have to happen. He could have stopped them. Why? Why was this happening?
This man beside me on the cross, he was innocent. I knew it. I could see it in his eyes. He didn't deserve this. And the crowd was unlike anything I'd ever seen. The mob hated him. They yelled and spit and cursed at him. And he didn't even try to defend himself. He just said, "Forgive them." Who hangs on the cross because he wants to?
He was the Son of God. That baby that I held was the Son of God.
I knew if he could forgive those men who nailed him to that cross, surely he could forgive me. Jesus, remember me.
When it was done, I didn't know what to think. My colleagues, my fellow teachers, my friends, they felt that this was necessary. They felt that a great good had been accomplished. That first night I met him, he spoke to me truth about not being afraid of darkness. Here, in the end, I was ashamed of my fear.
I believe he had spoken truth, and I wanted to honor him. So Joseph and I poured the spices on his body, and we buried him.
It was dark. I couldn't go, not while it was still light. I had too many tears. I was afraid that I'd never stop crying. I had brought the spices. He deserved a proper burial. And I had so many questions. Why? What now? Was it all a lie? But there were no answers. So I just kept walking.
Lock the door. I had ordered them to lock it. I had believed the lie, and now they were going to kill me too. Paranoid? Maybe. But I saw them beat him, and I knew they were going to come for me too. I had denied him. God forgive me. I denied him. I was so afraid that if I let them find me, I would deny him again.
Possible scenario in my head. I thought perhaps the guards would help us roll away the stone. Maybe they would be kind and realize that we just wanted to anoint the body of our Lord. That was wishful thinking, I know. The soldiers who had murdered him be kind? I thought perhaps the Lord would give me the strength to roll away the stone myself. Perhaps I'd be arrested. After all, who else would want to anoint his body other than a professed follower? But maybe I wouldn't be arrested. Maybe they would just kill me. I drove myself crazy thinking of every scenario. But the truth is, when I got to the gravesite, I was wrong. I hadn't pictured any of this.
I had given up everything. Everything. And he just stood there. Jesus just stood there. I watched him raise Lazarus with my own eyes. I saw Jesus do it. And
he let himself be crucified? Why? None of it made any sense.
It was as if the nightmare just wouldn't end. I began to cry louder and louder. Someone has taken his body. Who? Who has taken the body of my Lord? Please, someone tell me who's taken him.
What? He was here and everyone saw me. I was too late. I wasn't important. I guess I wasn't his favorite disciple. Whatever. I don't believe him. I won't believe him.
I was with John when the women returned from the tomb. What? Alive? I ran to the grave, but he wasn't there. I didn't know what to think. I wanted to. I couldn't believe. I didn't have the strength to believe anymore.
I told him. I said, unless I see the nail marks on his hands, I'll put my finger through the nail marks. Touch his side of my hand.
In one last desperate breath, I asked, sir, if you have taken his body away, please tell me and I will go and get him. But it was then that the gardener turned to me and said,
Thomas, Peter,
Mary. He said my name and I knew that it was him.
In that instant, everything changed.
Such as hand and feet. I believe.
He was alive. He really was alive.
You know, they only brought three charges against him to crucify. One, they said, this man loves sinners. That was one charge. The second, he healed on the Sabbath day. And the third, he claimed to be the Son of God. Yes, Jesus Christ is alive. He rose from the dead, and that day, that Easter Sunday morning, that first Easter, when Mary and Mary Magdalene and Salome went to the grave expecting to anoint a dead body, they saw the angel sitting there. And they said, where is Jesus? The angel said, he is not here, he is risen. I submit to you tonight that that's the greatest news the world has ever heard.
Laid inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days. Then you walked right out again. Now death has no sting, and life has no end. For I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you.
That's my anchor, my deep anchor.
so grateful that the grave could not contain it, that he rose to show we had victory over sin, we had victory over death. We want to give you an opportunity this morning to respond to that message. If you're here and you've never made a public profession of your faith in Christ, it would be my privilege to pray with you. You can begin this faith journey now. Maybe you're here, you're a Christian, but you have grown complacent or comfortable. You've not been growing in your faith. Today you want to come back home where the Father will welcome you with open arms. Maybe you're looking for a church home. This is a wonderful church. We would love to have you be a part of what God has done, is doing, and still has things up ahead for us to do. Have the Holy Spirit lead you. I'm going to invite you to stand at this time. We'd like to invite you to come as we sing this beautiful hymn of faith. Jesus paid it all. Come and be a part of all of our wonderful Holy Week services. which is going to be back on our soccer fields. We're also going to have inflatables. We're going to have Hoggy's ice cream truck. It's going to be a wonderful event for the Hope family. John Baker will be the first one in line. So we hope that you'll be a part of this wonderful day. I think there are over 6,000 Easter eggs for the children to have. Then don't forget all the activities this week. Of course, Wednesday at 5, we have our meal downstairs. We come back upstairs for a beautiful time of worship and prayer. Thursday evening, 6 o'clock, is our Monday-Thursday communion service. We'd invite you to be in this room, 6 o'clock. Good Friday, 6:30 a.m., we'll be praying outside by the cross. It's a prayer service. We pray that you can go on about your day. If it's inclement weather, we'll move indoors. And then next Sunday, 3 wonderful services, 8, 9:30, and 11. We hope that you'll be a part of one or all those services. It'll be a great day in the Lord to come and celebrate our resurrected Lord and Savior. But thank you so much for being here and allowing the Holy Spirit to be in this place. A couple of reminders as you're going. If you have come prepared today to give to the Annie Armstrong Easter offering that goes toward our North American missionary serving in the United States, you can drop them off. If you did not come prepared, certainly you can do that next Sunday, but there will be an offering plate, or you can just lay the offerings around the cross. Also, you'll find a card out on the table that has all of our Holy Week service times. Take a handful, invite your classmates or your co-workers or your neighbors to come celebrate Resurrection Sunday, Easter next Sunday. But what a great day this has been. Thank you again for being here. May God bless you on this special day and on this special week. And hope you'll come back and worship with us again real soon. May we go to the Lord in prayer. God, what a great day this has been. Father, what a great reminder today from our musicians and from our drama team, Father, and from, again, our instrumentalists, the wonderful message of Easter. Lord, we pray that we would take that message with us today, and Father, that we would share that message with those who do not know you. And Father, we praise you for decisions that were made at the early service. We thank you for Taylor and Haley Stapleton for joining this church family. And we thank you for little Anne-Marie Lindholm, who made her public profession of faith at the early service today. And Lord, we just praise you again for Jim Herod's baptism. Lord, we pray that there would be others who would want to follow through and give their life to Jesus and be baptized. And so, Father, we just commit this Holy Week to you. Prepare us, Father, for what's going to happen this next Sunday. We'll give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In the strong name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Bless you as you go.